Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. The Northfield Police Department is preparing to experience a year of transition in 2024, as four members of the department's leadership team have said they are planning to retire by the end of the year. Among those preparing to call it a career is Sergeant Thad Monroe. Sergeant Monroe is a 26-year veteran of the Northfield PD, with 5 years prior to that working in Rapid City, South Dakota, and as a Goodhue County Sheriff's Deputy. During his time in Northfield, Monroe has held the position of School Resource Officer and has been a training coordinator for the department and a larger piece of southern Minnesota. Monroe said he has seen many changes over the years with regards to police work and the public's attitude toward police. He said it is surprising to him that so few people will apply for an open patrol position today. When he joined the Northfield Police Department, he was one of 300 applicants for his job. By contrast, he said, Lonsdale has had an open position on their police force for 9 months without receiving a single application. Over the last few years, many members of the law enforcement community have spoken about the difficulties and obstacles that have arisen in doing their jobs, and often police sense that there is a lack of respect for what they do. Monroe was quick to say that that has not been his experience working in Northfield.
I have had a phenomenal experience. People throughout my career have come up and thanked me for what I'm doing. They take time to talk to you. It is getting to know people one case at a time. And we have been able to convey that to the people here in Northfield. And believe it or not, they send that back to us in spades.
Northfield Chief of Police Mark Elliott has spoken often about the difficulties of so many officers in leadership positions retiring around the same time. He has asked for and received dispensation from the city of Northfield to hire extra officers as others begin to transition into new leadership roles. And Monroe said the department has been doing more than just adding names to the department roster.
If you look at 10 years ago, I was providing the lion's share, probably 80 or 85% of training for the Northfield Police Department officers. And we have transitioned so that five or six or seven people are now breaking up those training responsibilities so that if one person leaves and goes somewhere else, we don't lose all our ability to train our own officers in-house, which is a phenomenal job by my bosses.
Sergeant Monroe said he plans to retire in July. The Northfield Arts Guild will host its annual gala on Saturday night. The event is the major fundraiser for the Arts Guild every year. Michael Johnson, the executive director of the Guild, said the event will feature entertainment provided by pianist Doug Maddow and will be catered by Ruth's on Stafford. He said the event will be highlighted by the traditional art silent auction and an experience auction. But maybe the best reason to go, he said, will be the company.
It'll be at the Armory. This year we're celebrating our 65th year as an organization, and it's our annual fundraiser as well. So we've got an art auction, an experience auction, and just a chance to reconnect with, you know, our friends and the lovers of the arts here in Northfield. And as I understand, we're a pretty fun group to hang out with from what I've heard about last year's event. So I'm excited to party with Guildies.
In honor of the 65th anniversary, he said 65 different artists have donated work for the auction, and that is a reflection of the support the Guild has offered local artists since 1959. The stated vision of the Northfield Arts Guild is an evolving community where the arts fuel vibrant growth. The vision is reflected in the various programs they offer, from the 411 concert series to the annual theater season. They promote gallery shows throughout the year at the two galleries in the Arts Guild building, as well as their satellite gallery at City Hall. The shows always feature local artists, giving them an opportunity to show their work to the public. There are dozens of classes every year, offering the chance to learn about painting, ceramics, theater, music, dance, and much, much more, all based around the Guild's guiding values of creativity, respect, collaboration, joy, and heritage. Bob Thacker, a member of the Arts Guild board, said when a person attends the annual gala, those are the things they are supporting.
One of the things that makes Northfield so vibrant are the arts. And the Arts Guild is really kind of the epicenter of the arts here in the city. And so this is a chance for everybody who really loves the arts and wants the arts to thrive to come out and show their support.
While the 65th anniversary is the major theme of the gala, Johnson said they do intend to hold a community celebration in August on the anniversary of the Guild's founding. The Northfield Arts Guild Gala will be held tomorrow night at Armory Square. Tickets are $50 and may be purchased online at northfieldartsguild.org. Thacker said tickets will be available at the door as well. The doors will open at 6 o'clock. And the Rice County Chemical and Mental Health Coalition is asking for nominations for the 2024 Prevention Champion Awards. According to a statement issued by Healthy Community Initiative, which coordinates the coalition, nominees should be someone who has gone the extra mile to help reduce risk factors for alcohol and drug abuse in Rice County, has been an advocate for recovery efforts, has promoted mental health and well-being, or has helped build assets for youth and other community members. The nomination forms can be found online at healthycommunityinitiative.org. Nominations are due by April 5th. Prevention Champions will be recognized in May during National Prevention Week. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.